This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, if you like audio dramas, make sure to check out the other audio dramas we produce here at Seven Lamb Productions. We have one right now called Atlas Avenue Beat. It is a spoof of the film noir genre. It follows private investigator James Locke as he solves cases, chases dames, and meets some interesting people. You can find Atlas Avenue Beat and all of our other audio dramas on our website at 7lamb.com. That's the number 7lamb.com. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of The Walk. Seven Lamb Productions presents The Walk, Episode 23.
My first official day of walking alone, and I didn't get very far. It was already 6, and I knew I would need to find a place to camp. Felt weird walking by myself. I know we didn't talk much even when we were a group, but not to see anyone in front of me or behind me gave me a sinking feeling. I was alone, on the side of the road, in the middle of nowhere. I needed to find a good place to sleep, so while I walked, I looked for suitable areas. Trees or bushes on the side of the road. An hour later and the sun was down. It was actually cool outside, which was nice. A car slowed beside me. A middle-aged man wearing glasses looked at me a moment, then shrugged. He drove off without saying a word. What the hell was that? I didn't listen to any audiobooks today. Mainly listened to some funny podcasts. I listened to Comedy Bang Bang, Never Not Funny, Harmontown, and Adventure Zone. They helped me a bit. At times, I even smiled. I finally found a ditch behind a row of trees. I set up a tent, which took longer by myself, and I climbed in and ate dinner. I jumped on Facebook and saw that Chase had made a post about us separating. All it said was that him and I decided to walk separately since we had different goals. Sure, that's fine. I should probably make a post too, but I didn't. I was nervous about sleeping. I would be exposed, no one to wake me up if there was a problem. Every little noise I heard was amplified by the fact that I knew I was alone. Come on, John, you're not scared of the dark. I grabbed my knife and slid it under my makeshift pillow. Since it was a bit cooler tonight, I actually climbed into my sleeping bag. I was worried about the tent flaps, so I tied my shoelace to the zipper, just in case someone tried to get in. Obviously, if someone wanted to attack me, they would, but they wouldn't be able to sneak in. God, I was as panicky as my mother. It was hard to fall asleep. I wondered how Chase was doing. Where was he camped out? How far did he make it today? Actually, who cares?
Dude, I can't believe you guys are walking separately. That's weird, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
How is it?
I don't know. Lonely?
No shit. But at least you don't have to deal with Chase anymore.
I guess.
Are you guys still friends?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Thought we were doing better, but then he just springs this whole idea on me, and 20 minutes later he's gone.
I saw his Facebook post. Seemed like you were both okay with it.
I had to be.
Trust me, it's better. Chase is a douche. That schedule crap is bullshit. He never said anything about that before the walk.
Yeah, I know it was because of Liz.
You should walk faster.
What? Why?
You should beat him.
No.
Yeah, take a different route and run. Like Forrest Gump. I kept running and running.
I'm not doing that.
Think of how pissed he would be if you had sex with Liz and beat him on the walk.
Dude, come on. That's messed up.
I'm just kidding. Jeez.
Well, it's not funny.
Listen, in all seriousness, I hope you're okay.
Not to sound like a wuss, but nights are scarier now.
I'm sure any psycho stalking the woods could sneak up on you, and you have no one to help fight them off.
You trying to scare me more?
Do you still have a knife?
Yeah, but I need a bigger one.
I can send you my gun.
You don't have a gun.
My granddad does. He won't miss it.
No, I don't want you to mail me a stolen gun.
John, he wouldn't miss it.
I'm okay.
Well, you're almost done. And it's not like there are any crazy people in Florida. I'm just kidding. It's the worst. Crazies as far as the eye can see.
I think I'm gonna go now.
All right. Well, be safe, and just know that if I weren't attacked by a fucking rock, I would choose to walk with you, not Chase.
That makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside.
I knew it would. Love you, sweetie. Mwah.
I hung up and wondered what things would be like if Anders and Liz and even Isaac were still here. Everything would be so different. Stop dwelling on the past, John. Like Forrest Gump said, shit happens. I only did like 20 miles a day. I'm not sure why. I could easily walk more, but I liked my slower pace. I also slept in till like 9 each day and took multiple breaks. I walked through Oakfield, Jackson, and Pinson. I found myself constantly listening to podcasts. I hadn't listened to music or an audiobook in days. Podcasts just felt more comfortable. Hearing people talk to each other just made me feel less lonely. One morning, resting in my tent outside of Selma, I got an interesting phone call.
Hey, John.
Hey.
It's been a while.
It has.
Sorry. I wanted to call sooner, but I figured that may cause some problems. I didn't want to add fuel to the fire.
But now
I can.
Because the fire's gone?
I can't believe you guys split up.
You saw Chase's post?
No, I didn't. He blocked me. But Nadine told me.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
I think it's for the best, but I'm shocked you're still walking.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to quit.
I didn't mean it like that. Chase is hard-headed, so I knew he wouldn't stop. He'd power through no matter what. But you, I just thought maybe you'd just say fuck it.
No. No, I want to do this.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. It does suck, though. Trying to make the best out of this shitty situation, but it's hard.
Is it really that bad?
It's the little things. Sleeping by myself in the woods. Not having anyone to talk to. Having to leave my stuff unattended when I go somewhere.
What do you mean?
You know how we'd always leave someone outside with the bags while others shopped? I can't do that. I have to leave my stuff outside when I go in a store.
They won't let you bring your backpack?
A couple places did, but most tell me I have to leave it outside.
I'm sure they can have a cashier hold it or a manager.
I asked. Both the convenience store and gas station told me they wouldn't hold my pack because they were worried about what was inside. They thought it might be some sort of prank.
That's stupid.
I know. Honestly, I want to keep going, but sometimes I do think about quitting. I mean, my dad is still pissed. I threw away my journal, so I can't write.
Why did you throw it away?
I don't know. I was angry.
At Chase?
In general. And now all these questions keep popping up in my head. Why'd I even try to write? What the hell am I doing out here? What's the purpose? Should I quit? Will I be a failure?
Hey.
What?
Are you saying I'm a failure?
No. I think it's different for me. This was something I've wanted to do for a long time. If I quit, it'll be like giving up on a dream.
Then don't.
What should I do, Liz?
It all depends on what you want.
I know.
The walk is an experience.
I still don't know what I want out of it.
Is there something you want out of it?
I just wanted to do something unique.
Well, you are.
I know. What have you been up to?
Hanging out with friends, mostly.
What about Georgia?
I'm thinking about it. I'm not rushing, though. Parents would be happy if I moved back.
Well, if you move soon, I could visit you.
Oh, I think that would be too soon. When do you think you'll finish?
I don't know. I'm not on a schedule.
That's good.
I haven't been walking as much without Chase, but I like it.
I'm sure it's peaceful.
Yeah, but I still miss you guys.
Did Isaac find a job yet?
No. I don't know what he's doing with his life.
I think that student loan stuff is a lie.
I'm thinking that too. It's hard to job search when you're playing Fortnite all day. Oh, and Call of Duty all night.
What about Anders?
His leg is better and he's going on a cruise.
Really?
Guess who he's going with?
Oh, come on.
Yep.
She took him back.
She did.
She's just as crazy as he is.
Well, maybe they're meant for each other.
Hey, if she can put up with Anders' bullshit, then maybe they are.
I'm going to stay out of it.
Did Chase say any more about me before you separated?
We talked through some stuff, but obviously it didn't help.
I really am sorry about everything.
It's okay. Shit happens, right?
Right.
Glad you called, though.
I wanted to check in. Glad you're doing okay.
Pushing onward.
If you quit, John, you won't be a failure.
Thanks.
Anyway, good luck and stay safe.
Thanks, Liz. Well, I just broke my promise to Chase, but did it matter now? I didn't want to think about it. That night I'd seen Chase's post on Mississippi. He'd already powered through the corner of the state and was now in Alabama. He really was moving fast. I decided to work on the blog. It didn't feel right posting about only my trip, so I ended up posting one final entry mentioning how Chase and I had split. I was done with the writing, even the blogs. Hopefully Kathy and Reagan wouldn't be too upset. When I finally made it into Mississippi, I took a couple pics of the sign and uploaded them to Facebook. It felt weird because Chase and I had a lot of mutual friends, and here I was posting the same types of pics days after he already did. I was really trying to find the pros of walking alone, but it was becoming harder and harder.
Hey, you need a ride?
Across the street, a man stood outside his truck. He wore a plain white tee and jeans. He looked to be in his late 40s. No, thank you. The man waited for a break in the cars to come across the street.
I've seen you walking all day. Another guy, too. Saw him a couple of days ago.
Yeah, we were on a journey.
He said he was walking across the country, all the way to the Florida Keys.
Yeah, that's right.
And y'all doing the same?
Yeah. Did he mention that?
He didn't mention anyone else. You know him?
Yeah, he's a friend. That felt weird coming out of my mouth. For some reason, I was hurt by the fact that Chase didn't mention me. But maybe it didn't come up, or maybe he was in a rush and didn't want to talk to this guy. I decided not to dwell on it. The bearded man gave me a $20 bill and told me to stock up on Gatorade. The road ahead was rough, and there was hardly any shoulder. I thanked him, and he took off. I was in Mississippi for less than a day, just the upper right corner of the state. Then I entered Alabama. I took some pics of the small sign and continued on. Days passed as I walked through the small towns of Cherokee and Barton. The road wasn't that bad, but I still only averaged about 20 miles a day. I was starting to get used to walking by myself. Around noon, I stopped by a busy gas station. I didn't even bother to ask. I just threw my backpack next to the ice machine and went inside. There were a lot of people in here. There was even a little breakfast buffet area in the back where several truckers were grabbing meals to go. I decided to see what food was available, even though I knew I'd pass on the gas station buffet. There were grits, scrambled eggs, sausages, hash browns, pancakes. I wonder how long this stuff had been sitting out. The truck drivers seemed to like it. They all piled food into their to-go cartons happily, but not me. I grabbed a protein bar instead.
This it?
Yeah.
It's gonna be $580. Want a bag?
No, thanks. When I went to get my backpack, my stomach dropped and I froze. It was gone. Where the hell was it? I looked around the corner of the building, but nothing. What? No way. Okay, hold on. Just calm down. There's an explanation. I was only gone a couple minutes. I rushed back inside. Excuse me.
Yes.
Did someone bring a backpack in?
A backpack? No.
Is there anyone else working? I put my backpack by the ice machine.
One second. Marcus!
Yeah?
A teenager with acne and greasy hair walked over.
You bringing a backpack?
A backpack? No.
Sorry, sir.
Shit. I rushed back outside and looked around. I went around the whole building. Was this a joke? Who would steal it? I even went to each car that was getting gas and looked inside. I got several dirty looks.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. None of the remaining cars or trucks held my backpack, but vehicles came and went continuously. Why the fuck would someone steal my backpack? I wanted to scream, but I held it in. I walked over to the curb by the ice machine and sat. Maybe someone will bring it back. Maybe someone will find it. Please. I felt sick. An hour passed slowly. Still no backpack. I had no idea what to do. I was so angry. Angry at Chase for leaving me. Angry at these stupid southern states that forced me to leave my backpack outside. Angry at myself for not paying closer attention. This sucked. I still had my important things. My wallet, phone, and earbuds were in my pockets, but everything else. My tent, my sleeping bag, my clothes, my food, my charger, my iPod, my knife, my med kit. Everything just gone. My anger slowly turned to sadness. I now wanted to cry, but again, I held it in. I held all my emotions in. I just sat there on the curb thinking. Another hour passed. Then I made a call.
Hello, John?
Mom, I'm gonna quit.
The Walk. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Jordan Sukenik. Starring Jack Austin as John. Nick Engelhard as Chase. Ariel Zadok as Liz. Robert M. Lamb as Anders. Jose Caraballo as Isaac. Co-starring Jerry Swindle, Shawnee Avelia, and Gene Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.